daughter. And thank you, Grace, has come out. And Jerome, and thank you, all the worship team. They were wonderful. Thank you. Well, we think in the natural, who do you think you are? Well, has anyone ever watched that program on telly? There's a program called Who Do You Think You Are? And they look back into your ancestry and to see where you come from, who you are. But we think a lot in the natural. And God reminded me, actually, and some of us are not proud of our background, but some of us are. I just wanted to share something that I found in my devotional, which I had a good laugh about. I thought it was quite funny. Okay. It says, this reminds me of the family that wanted its history written, so they hired a professional biographer. However, they were worried about Uncle George, the black sheep of the family, who'd been executed in the electric chair for murder. No problem, said the biographer. I'll say that Uncle George occupied a chair of applied electronics at an important government institution. He was attached to his position by the strongest of ties, and his death came as a real shock. I thought that was quite funny. But yes, yeah, some of us are proud of our backgrounds, some of us are not. Depends. But you don't have to be. You don't have to be what your family is. This is what God, and not that I'm not proud of my family. My family, my background was fine. But sometimes we might not be so proud of what some of the people in the family do. But God reminded me that I am a daughter of the Most High God. Amen. No matter what has happened in the background, no matter what's happened in my family, I am a daughter of the Most High God. And why did he have to remind me of this? Because I've always struggled with fear. And I have heard so many times, oh yes, that's something that's come down from your background. Yes, Uncle so-and-so had it, Grandma so-and-so had it. So, oh yes, it's something that comes down. Fear, fear. Oh yes, you'll have it and your children. No, God reminded me, no, it stops here. I am now a new creation in Christ. I am a daughter of the Most High God. And if we have a look at John 1:12, it says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I am a child of God. And I have to keep reminding myself of that every day. No, I am a daughter of the Most High God. I am a daughter of the... Let's say that. Can you just repeat that with me? I am... Hang on. Hold on. No, we don't want any trouble here. Okay. Why don't we say, I am a child of the Most High God? That's better. We don't want Pastor Larry coming to protest us on our doorstep. All right? I am a child of the Most High God. Just declare that. Make that a declaration today. I am a child of the Most High God. No matter what has happened in the past, no matter what your family has done, that's it. Once you give your life to Jesus, you are a new creation, a child of God. No longer, oh yes, so-and-so had this disease and so you're going to have it. No, that is all cut off. It is finished. When Jesus said, it is finished, he meant it is finished. He didn't die just for one thing. He said, it is finished here. You are a new creation, a child of God. That really spoke to me. And like I said, I have to... Now, when we think about a child of God, like we've been singing this morning, holy, holy, he is worthy. We are children of our Creator. That is beyond my understanding how the God that we're talking about, the God that created the universe, the God that put the stars and the moon and the sun, and the Creator is our Father. How can we fear anything? Why would he love us so much? We are just such a minute little thing in the universe. And yet, we can call him Father. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Every time I look up in the sky at night and see the stars, wow, you are my Father. The one that put the stars out there. We should never, ever fear anything. We should never worry about anything. When you think of it that way, that he loves us that much, that we can call him Father. You know, it makes me, when I think of, you know, how the enemy can come against you, and I think, oh no, and then I have to remember, and this is the picture I get in my mind of a father with a child on his shoulders. I've seen my sons do that many times with his little girl, with a child on his shoulders. And that's how we should be. Like, it's okay. Our Father is holding us. He's not going to forget us. We should never have to worry about anything. And yet we do, don't we? Does anybody here ever worry about anything? Anyone? If you say no, you're a liar. We'll pray for you later, okay? All of us have situations that we... You know, as much as we know that God's taking care of it and we can commit it to him, we do tend to, your mind goes, right? So with a father like that, instead of when something is standing in our way, when we have a mountain in our way that we feel there's a problem, that how am I ever going to get over this? We shouldn't be talking to God about our mountain. We should be talking to our mountain about God. Hey, you know who you're standing in front of. I am a child of God. You got to move out of the way. Get out of my way. Because I tell you, if God doesn't move the mountain, he will make a hole through it so you can get through it. But our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. Oh, he's wonderful. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. The other thing, there's three things that I felt the Holy Spirit really put on my heart. One is, I am a child of the living God, right? The second one is, bought and washed with the blood of Jesus. The precious blood of the Lamb. We have been singing. That's who we've been singing. That's who we've been worshipping. The blood of the precious blood of Jesus that covers us. We are no longer under the curses. If you read in Deuteronomy 28, I think it's from 15 to 68. It talks about all the curses that they had to perform. They had to be perfect, basically, otherwise they were under a curse, right? Any little sin, and that was it. But when Jesus died on the cross, when he said, "It is finished," that was it. That was all broken off. We are no longer under that curse. What curse? The curse of sin when Adam fell. The curse from the Garden of Eden. We are no longer under that. We are under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are under the blood of Jesus. Oh, praise his name. Oh, it's in Galatians 3:13. If you want to note that down, Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ purchased our freedom and redeemed us from the curse of the law and its condemnation by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He became the curse for us. And in 1 Peter it says, for you know that God paid a ransom, 1 Peter 1:19 if you're taking down scriptures, for you know that God paid a ransom to save you, and it was not paid with mere gold or silver. It was the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb. The sinless, spotless Lamb of God. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus. He felt all the pain. We think, oh, Jesus, you know, he was God, so as a man, he went through all that pain because he thought that we were worth saving. He thought we were worth dying for. That's how much love he had for us. Isn't that amazing? Who would do that for anyone? Can you think of that? And I'm talking about not just, okay, you might do it for a child, you one of your children, or for somebody that hated you. He did it for those people that were saying, crucify him. You know, that is amazing. That's how much love he has for us. That he did it for us. And we can declare, I am washed, I am bought and washed by the blood of Jesus. You know, when we talk about him as a Lamb of God, if you look in Exodus 12, it talks about how they had to sacrifice the lamb and put the blood over the doorposts, and because the destroyer could not come in under the blood. We can declare that. How much more? If that was just the blood of a lamb, how much more the blood of Jesus? The destroyer cannot come in under the blood. We need to remember that. We need to remember these things when the enemy comes up against me. We need to declare, I am under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot come in here. Amen. And you know you can plead the blood over yourself, over your family. You can plead the blood over your home. Has anyone ever done that? You've done that? Just declare the blood of Jesus. It is powerful. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Actually, Ange, can I get you up, caught her by surprise? Can you get up there and just sing that for us? Oh, the blood of Jesus. Grace, if you'd like to as well. There is power in the blood. Just remind us. Sing along. If you know this, sing along.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Why don't we stand up and sing? Surprise. Thank you. But that's how powerful the blood is. And Jesus died for salvation, yes, but for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, that we can claim that any time, any time. And if you have not declared Jesus as your Lord and Saviour and you want to do that today, we are happy to pray with you. It is the best decision you will ever make. It will change your address for eternity. Amen. And if you need healing today, we will pray for you because there is power. He died for that. And not just, he didn't die just for when he said it is finished, not just for one thing, not just for a headache. His blood is so powerful. It can heal a headache. It can heal cancer. There's no difference to God. Healing is healing. And if you need deliverance, there is power in the blood for everything. For everything. And the destroyer, we need to keep reminding ourselves, the destroyer cannot come in under the blood. Under the blood of Jesus. The third thing that I felt the Holy Spirit say, one was, hey child, you're a daughter of the Most High God, bought and washed by the precious blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus. The third one is, filled with the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the living God. The same Spirit in Romans 8:11 it is. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in us. Now these three things are so powerful that when we take hold of these things, you can see yourself in a totally different person. You can see yourself how God really intended you to be. Not just someone that the enemy can come along and squash. No, we have the power. We have the power to stand up strong. We have the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living in us. How much more powerful than that can you get? And in Romans 8:37, it talks about we are more than conquerors. More. Now, it'd be great to just be a conqueror, right? If God just said, you know what? Just keep your eyes on me and you're a conqueror. But he said we're more than a conqueror. More than conquerors. If we could just get hold of these things. And I know we know these things. A lot of the time we know the word. We know it up here. We've read it. We've heard it. We know these things in our head. But until it really gets in here, until we really get that revelation knowledge of who I am, what do I have inside me? Until you have that revelation knowledge, it kind of is just in your head. But we really need to spend that time and just, Lord, the Spirit of the living God is in me. That is amazing. Can you declare that? The Spirit of the living God is in me. Let me hear you say that. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in me. I think nowadays we are far too much me conscious. Now, there's everything, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you turn the telly on, it's all about me. It's what can you do for me? Right? It's all about me. It's me feeling good. It's me. It's all in the natural. Our minds are always on me, me. What makes me feel good? What makes me, it's about me. But it's not about me. We need to, instead of just being me conscious all the time, we need to be God conscious. Because that's where the victory is. It's not about me. In ourselves, we can't do all the things that come up against us. We can't fight the enemy in our own strength. But when we stand and declare, I am filled with the Spirit of the living God. We have a living God. Our God is still alive, you know. Hey? Do you realize that? Gods have come and gone, so-called little gods with a little g, have come and gone, and people that declare that they are, we won't worry about that, but there are so many out there, messiahs and saviors and all of, no. They will eventually die and be put in a hole, and they're not going to rise again. We have a living God, and we are filled with the same Spirit. The Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. How much more powerful can you get than that? You know, it's all about the way we see ourselves a lot. Like in Numbers, I think it was Numbers 13:33, when they were sent to spy the land, they came back with a report saying, we are grasshoppers. We look like grasshoppers, right? But you know what they said? We are grasshoppers in our own sight. They didn't say we, they said we were grasshoppers. No, we were grasshoppers in our own sight. It was the way they saw themselves up against the enemy. They forgot that if God said, hey, go in there, I have given you the land. If God says something, it is. You know, too much nowadays you hear, do you hear people say, it is what it is? Do you hear that? It is what it is. It is not. It is what God says it is. Amen? Not what... Every time I hear that, I just want to go, no, it is not. It might be for you, but it's not for me. For me, it's what God says it is. And if God doesn't say it, it isn't, okay? So, yeah. We need to sometimes stand against these things because we can get so programmed with what the world tells us that we forget who we are in God, right? It is not what... it is what it is. That annoys me. You know, some things going to be annoying. That annoys me. Okay. What was that? What can you do about him? Oh, you can stand up and go, no, it's what God says it is. If it's not in his word, it isn't. Okay? Don't try and talk me into something that's not true. It isn't. And I think a lot of the time we can, because of everything we hear and everything we see around us, we can kind of be a little swayed to believe it. We can start to, and our focus starts to shift from what God says to what we hear. How easy it is to hear things in the news and just take it all in. That's why I will not listen to a whole hour of negativity. I don't need to hear that. 3 minutes on the radio is enough for me to get all the news I need. I will not sit in front of the telly and listen to a whole hour, because if you have noticed, do you ever hear anything positive? Really? Do you hear much positivity in the news? Everything is so drastic, so dramatic, so exaggerated. Oh no, doom, it's all doom and gloom. And this is where we have to keep our eyes on the Word. This is why we need the Word of God every day. Every day. Because it is manna. Every day. They needed to collect the manna every day. We need it every day to be feeding us, to be strengthening us every day. So if we stop and think, actually I want to, I'll read Ephesians 1:13. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and believed in him, you were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. You are stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. When I think of that, I kind of think of, okay, the Holy Spirit in me, I've been stamped. I've kind of been put on lay-by, because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. Whether you believe it or not, he's coming back. And he's coming back to take us with him. And you know what? I don't think it's going to be as long as it's. I don't think it's just out there somewhere. I think it's coming very close. Just look around how things have sped up. Do you see that? Yeah? Anyone agree? Yeah. Yeah, I think it's getting closer and closer. So, we are sealed and stamped. So when we think of what we have inside us, when we think of, I am a child of God, of the Most High God, bought and washed with the blood of Jesus, filled with the Spirit of the living God, you should not purr like a kitten when you have the roar of a lion within you. Turn around and have a look at that lion. That's what you should be like. Don't purr like a little kitten when you've got the roar of a lion in you. It's pretty powerful, huh? Pretty powerful. You know, oh, I could go on and on. and on about it, but I'll leave it at that. That is the short version of what I wanted to say. If you want the long version, you have to come to my Bible study on a Tuesday at 1:30, okay? If you're not working, come along. It'll be great. We sit around and we study the scriptures in depth. That's a really good time. It's a really good time to get revelation. So let's all just stand and declare that I am a daughter. Could I have the musicians, please? I am a daughter. I am a child of the Most High God, bought and washed with the blood of Jesus, filled with the Spirit of the living God. Let's stand up and make that declaration. We declare it to ourselves, we declare it to the enemy, and we declare it to God that we understand who we are. Okay? Right. I am a child of the living God. Say that.
I am a child of the living God.
Bought and washed by the blood of Jesus.
Bought and washed by the blood of Jesus.
Filled with the Spirit of the living God.
Filled with the Spirit of the living God.
Amen. Amen. Okay.